Now, sort of related to the question of Oncotype, which, as you say, is for people with ER-positive tumors, has been the fact that, I guess, the Oncotype was developed based on patients who were receiving tamoxifen, which was a few years ago, that was standard of care. And at this point, we now have the option of the aromatase inhibitors in postmenopausal women. What have you observed in terms of side effects and toxicity of the aromatase inhibitors versus tamoxifen?
I think that the side effects are distinctly different. With the tamoxifen, you've got women who've got vaginal bleeding or excessive vaginal discharge. The commonality might be hot flashes, which may be the same on tamoxifen versus an aromatase inhibitor, or better or worse either way. Really, the biggest red flag for these patients on AIs is monitoring their bone density.
What have you observed in terms of the arthralgias and the muscle aches, et cetera, with aromatase inhibitors?
It is a common complaint. It is. There are times where we have to stop, back off, see if there's an improvement in the arthralgias, and maybe resume or switch AIs. And sometimes it's a juggling effort to get them on an AI where they're not having such discomforts. For the most part, most women are able to cope and get past, you know, we instruct them to exercise, don't sit in one position for a long time, move around. For the most part, most of them tolerate well. For those who don't, you know, we end up switching AIs.
Any kind of global thought in terms of tamoxifen versus AIs in terms of overall quality of life that women experience?
It's a toss-up. It really is a toss-up. You've got tamoxifen, which is causing vaginal discharge, AIs, which is causing vaginal dryness. I think both can affect sexual function.
What about the issue of endometrial cancer? That's a small risk with tamoxifen in postmenopausal women, usually curable. How do patients react to that?
I think initially when you hear uterine cancer after you've just been treated for breast cancer, it's a scary thing to hear. So when informing patients of these risks and possible consequences of tamoxifen, that the risks versus benefits really clearly need to be defined.
What about the risk of thrombosis, stroke, pulmonary embolus? How do you see patients weighing that out in terms of it being increased with tamoxifen?
I think for the most part in our practice, we were using aspirin prophylactically with those patients in hopes to prevent these things from happening. But it really is a toss-up with tamoxifen versus AIs. You've got bone density issues, issues of hyperlipidemia. It's a toss-up. I think that ultimately it's the big picture we have to look at. There's not a medication that you can take at any stage of the game, over-the-counter or prescribed, that isn't without side effects and risks.